On this episode of Still Loading, a hedgehog with a gun? Hey guys, it's Josh, and welcome back to this new episode of Still Loading. For this week's episode, I've invited my buddy Blaine on.
Hello, everyone.
So, Blaine, this is your first time being on a podcast, correct?
Correct.
And for this episode, we decided to bless all you lovelies with the game recovering Shadow the Hedgehog.
I picked a good time to start going on podcasts.
So I've been wanting to have Blaine on for a while. We've been friends since we used to go to church back in the good old days. And he's also a fellow gamer. And I always wanted to have Blaine on because I know he's a gamer and we've been acquaintances and friends for a decent amount of time. I know it's kind of insulting to say acquaintances, but I've known you for quite a while. But good acquaintances, not
there
just like
there
we go. But no, I've always enjoyed hanging out with you before, so I really wanted to have you on the show. So welcome to Still Loading.
Glad to be here.
So we're going to be talking about Shadow the Hedgehog, and the reason we chose this is because one, the 4440 series is coming to a close. Actually, very next episode when by the time this releases, the last episode you'll see who my guest is for that. But I wanted to talk about a game that was kind of known to be not the greatest. So let's first, it's Shadow the Hedgehog. So
everyone's heard of it.
Blaine, what are your thoughts and experiences with the game? What's your memories, I should say? Let's go with memories first before we share opinions.
I want to put a little disclaimer out there. This came out when I was like 13, so I was like
no
prime
disclaimers.
Age market
no,
for
no,
this.
No. You
own
know,
it. You know what I mean, though. You know you what I mean. It. I'm a little afraid to like own this.
No, don't, dude. There's a ton of games that I love that are absolute garbage, and I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to admit it. Off the top of my head, I would say, oh my goodness, Toy Story 2. Actually, I don't think that's a garbage. I love that game, but I've heard mixed reviews on it. I love Toy Story 2 for the N64.
I actually keep meaning to check that out, and for some reason, I never do. But I've heard
we can try it after we are done recording.
Fair enough. All right.
But no, so what are your memories and thoughts on the game?
No real memories. I mean, just overall playing it, nothing like really significant at the time, just playing the game overall. What was the second part? I'm sorry.
No worries, man. Oh, yeah, so no, what drew you to the game? What made you want to try it out?
I've always been like a Sonic fan, like Sonic on the... I can't speak English.
No worries. It's all in, by the way. I don't edit. I'm just kidding. Okay.
Comforting.
No, I'm just kidding.
The Sonic on the Sega, like the OG Sonic, like whatever how many bit that was like one of the first games I played. So I've been following that series like basically since then. So when they introduced like Shadow, you know, it was super cool, but then they're like, oh, okay, he's getting
his
own game.
He's the dark, gritty Sonic.
Yeah, he's the edgy edgelord.
He's like the Vin Diesel of Sonic characters.
And we're giving him a gun and a motorcycle. Where is his leather jacket?
So this is my first time playing Shadow the Hedgehog, and I freaking loved that intro cinematic.
Gosh.
It was so cheesy, but it was fantastic.
It's exactly like what they were going for at the time, I think. Something along those lines.
I mean, well,
just edgy, gritty.
It came out in 2005, so I guess that would have what would have been 2005's version. That fucks with my head. It's 13 years ago.
Right.
It's 13 years old.
Exactly. I was thinking the same thing.
That is absolutely nuts. But no, so yeah, I guess that would be 2005's version of gritty or
Something
edgy.
Like that.
So let's talk about the gameplay a little. Well, actually, no. True Stallone style. Let's talk about the cover art.
Okay.
So the cover art in the front here, we have Shadow with a gun with an explosion. Very Michael Bay-ish.
Yeah.
It's very, it's almost like if Michael Bay designed a Sonic game, this is what it would be.
Shadow the Hedgehog by Michael Bay, coming summer 2005.
My shoes exploded and they're still on. I'm Michael Bay. Because everything just explodes with Michael Bay. No, but the cover, I could see why this would like be interesting to like a 10 to 13 year old kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you got one of your favorite game characters, you add a gun into the mix, and you're just like, this is just the best thing in the world. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
I don't care who you are, if you're a 13 year, if you're the average American 13 year old boy, guns are the coolest thing in the world to you.
Yeah, especially if you're like a gamer and it like they're like putting guns into a game that wouldn't normally have that. It's like, all right, cool, new gun.
And FPS games just started becoming popular on the console, so it really started becoming more mainstream, I guess, in a weird way, because a lot of times games with guns like that weren't like side-scrolling Contra-style games were kind of like, or that were actual FPSs, were pretty much regulated to just the PC until GoldenEye came out, and then they added, you know, Medal of Honor came out for the PS1, but those were still rated. It all went from there. So I really feel like, you know, Sega, being the marketing geniuses that they are, they're like, you know, our series is needing guns. We need guns everywhere.
And then that guy was fired.
Oh, mostly. I hope so. God, I hope so. All right, so let's talk about the gameplay itself. Before the gameplay, let's talk about the story. Now, you beat this game, correct?
Yes.
Do you remember what the storyline is? So what we played of it so far, we played about the first 3 to 4 missions, and the storyline of it so far, Shadow has amnesia. He doesn't remember who he is, other than his name is Shadow, and he remembers this horrifying scene of a girl named Maria that appears to have been shot, but you don't really know for sure because you don't see it happen. You just see her gasp, and then it fades to some soldier dude shooting her.
It's implied, because this game is rated E10.
They can't show. Well, so I guess, spoiler alert, did they actually kill Maria? Do you remember? It's been a while since we played it, so.
Yeah, I can't really remember, honestly. I think something along the lines of, like, it was heavily implied that, like, she wasn't around anymore.
Mm.
I think. I can't remember 100% because it's been a while since I played this, / like, played through it. But I think it was something along those lines.
What I will say is I really don't like how... The one thing my biggest complaint with the Sonic series now is that they've tried to bring it into the human world.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really weird. Like, not a cartoonish really human world. Like, it's almost hyper-realistic.
Yeah.
Almost. And, like, they did the same thing with Sonic 06 on the Xbox 360, which is a notoriously bad game.
Mm-hmm.
I should just do a bad Sonic game month. That's the thing. Like, there's so many good ones early on, and then...
It's all eh.
Everything after that's either, like, you have to be... here's the thing. I have to be a Sonic fan. I mean, for how much shit these games get, what I always find interesting is that... So I go to video game conventions periodically, right? And Crush 40 is always there, and they're the band that did a lot of the music, like the intro themes for the Sonic games,
mm-hmm.
once they went to, like, disc-based stuff.
Yeah.
And they're super popular. Like, there's a lot of kids who grew up on these Sonic games and love them to pieces. And it's strange because they always get such a bad rap from, like, the gaming community as a whole. But I don't really think they're as bad as... I mean, they can't really be as bad as everyone says it. I mean, I don't think, objectively, after playing this, it's not very good. I'm not saying I
enjoyed this. Yeah, I definitely I should say
I did actually enjoy this, but objectively it's not very good. I don't know, there's something charming about it.
Yeah, right? Like, you kind of want to, like, go through it, but at the same time you're like, if I never pick this up, you know, it wouldn't really be a problem.
Yeah. But I'm glad that we did actually pick it up for this. And eventually what I want to do is I want to do like a whole Sonic month. I did a Mario month back in July for those who had, I mean, it's only a couple episodes old now, but if you go back about 3 or 4 episodes, there's a series of Mario stuff. I should do a Sonic one just to kind of balance it out, have the other half of the Console Wars mascot
show up.
Do the originals up through now. But in any case, so let's talk about the gameplay, right? So the gameplay is like a weird hybrid of modern Sonic and bad shoot 'em ups, almost like Jak and Daxter 2 controls, but bad.
like a lot faster pace, but like the camera angles still like stay the same.
Oh my god, they're awful. The camera angles are absolutely awful.
So bad.
How did like did you feel like you were constantly losing control?
Yes. Yes. Just yes.
Yes, yes.
It's just definitely easy to I feel like it relied too much on like the player like maintaining the camera, and it just kind of like left it like I feel like the developers didn't care for like any kind of automatic like follow, like they wanted the player to control the camera like completely, like as if they were controlling like another character. So it just
the gameplay is too fast to really allow for that. Like things go by. There's so many levels I blew through and didn't know what the hell was happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the last level we just beat, it was like that weird chemical plant looking level.
Yeah.
Not the cool chemical plant zone that we all know and love from the originals, but there was a lot of green slime, and you stood on these hover discs and you went down and around it. And it was fine, but it was just.
In theory, it was good.
I didn't understand when the, cause it was weird is that I got to the end of the level, but there was still stuff past it I could have gotten. Like, there's different, I guess, I know what's cool about this, and I wanted to bring this up. We were talking a little bit about it when we were playing it, but in terms of gameplay, we saw that there's a lot of different, optional endings. You can have tons and tons of different endings, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Depending on like which
path you would
path take. One of the three paths that you decided to go with. Yeah.
So with that in mind, what I thought was cool was that that's actually a really interesting style of throwback to the old Sonic games. Because if you think about it, the charm of the old Sonic games is that you had to beat the game as fast as possible, right?
Yeah.
That was the whole goal of it. Now, if you look at it, though, each individual level of a Sonic game, for the most part had different, like, had different paths you could take to get to the end. You didn't have to go the same route. Now it all wound up in the same exit. Yeah. But there was like the main path divulged into like four or five different ones. Like you could take the top, middle, or bottom route. And if you ever watch like Sonic speedrunners, they picked it whichever route is the fastest to get through it without having to lose Sonic's momentum.
Yeah.
And so they kind of took that concept where you could take the different routes within a specific level and then do it to the entire game where each level had, you know, I mean, for the most part, each level was linear, but there was a couple different options to end it in different ways.
Yeah.
But the actual overarching story had the same layout as a Sonic level, as a classic OG Sonic level.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
So I thought that was a really cool idea that they could have probably explored a little bit more.
A little bit better.
Because the levels are a little bit too linear for my liking.
Yeah. I think that's the problem that most... I haven't played, like, one or two of the most recent Sonic games, but yeah, as far as like overall, I feel like the levels are like really linear. Like, okay, point A, save point, another save point, end. Like,
what is cool is they let you travel between save points, though.
Yes, that I feel like that's something, especially if you're like picking one of the like the hero or like the villain route, because it like depending on which one you go for, you have to like eliminate the one side of
the aliens or the humans, right?
Depending on who you pick. And I think that really helps, because if you had to go back through the entire level just like backtracking, I feel like that would be such a waste of time.
Oh my god, that would be awful.
Because you know you would miss like one person, and then it's like, okay, all right, all the way back to the beginning, and then got to run all the way back to the end.
I didn't even think about it. So is like what really determines the paths is if you kill a certain, or if you eliminate a certain number of a certain enemy group. So like if you eliminate a certain number of aliens and you go towards the good path, if you eliminate a certain number of humans, you go towards the evil path.
Yeah. The Chaos Emerald is kind of like the neutral path. That's the one that we did. But if you eliminate all of the aliens, you go towards the good path. If you eliminate all of the soldiers, goes towards the bad path. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Are there any other objectives, though? Because I noticed, like, we in the one level we were playing where if you were going evil, you would have to collect, like, those four green, like, they weren't Chaos Emeralds, but they were, like,
like the pillar, like jewel things?
The jewels, yeah. And then, like, there's another level where if you collect, like, the humans want you to collect, like, five data discs because then there's a certain amount of, like, they need something off of it.
Yeah, I think that that was just that. I don't think that was really like a side quest. I think each level has like a different like objective. Like I think the jewels for the one evil side, I think that was that one, and then the discs for the other side was the other one.
So is there only ever one objective per level? Like, is there a good objective on this level, and then there's no evil objective in this one, but
no,
there's
no,
a
no.
good one?
There's all the objectives on... You either have neutral, good, or bad on each level, and however you...
what I'm trying to ask, is it more than just defeating the enemies that determines the path?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure that that's literally just it. Like, really? It differs with each level. Like,
that's weird. Then what's the point of doing those bonus objectives? Or that complete the level for you?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that completes the level.
Oh, see, this is why I make sure I try to bring people on who either are as clueless as me or know more than me about something.
I know a little bit more because it's been a while since I've played,
Don't want to get sued by Stained.
Hey, always. Since we're throwing it back to 05, why not? Let's just throw it back to Stained.
Were they popular in 2005?
Mid-2000s, somewhere around then,
I don't even remember how that song goes. I just know the "it's been a while" part, and that's not even how it sounds in the song. It's because of the internet, it's evolved into something weird like this.
Yeah, exactly. Like everything.
It's a meme in and of itself. All right, so...
Back to Shadow.
I like reading the back of these. So, hero or villain, uncover the truth about Sonic's arch rival, Shadow the Hedgehog. And I'll try to destroy or to protect. Shadow the Hedgehog carries a dark past that is shrouded in mystery. Embark on a journey to unveil his true identity. The way you play the game will determine the outcome of Shadow's future. Wow, there's not near... So, I've been doing the 40 for 40 series for a while, right?
Yeah.
All the NES games.
Yeah.
There is so much more on the back written. There's like a freaking like 3 or 4 paragraphs written on the back of this. On these, well, this is just 3 sentences.
I think it's a marketing thing, like...
Kids don't want to read.
That's what I'm saying. Like, kids don't want to read. So, you know, you got to get their attention as much as you can with as little as possible. Because kids are like, I mean, they already know, you know, it's like another Sonic game. You already know he has a gun. Like, what more do you need to get kids' attention? Like, come on. Like,
that's like,
need like 3 sentences more. Like,
I wonder if in every marketing department there's just like a gun team or like, how can we make this gun stand out to all the other guns in the market? Right?
How can we make our bullets more unique than theirs?
All right, marketing team, let's talk to your gun experts, your gun squad. And then it's just a bunch of jack dudes. Like, I know, I thought you meant firearms. I meant firearms. Oh, I thought you meant, like, guns. Like, look at these. And they start flexing their muscles. Yeah, look at these muscles. We are the gun squad. I don't know where I went with that.
No, it worked.
I wonder, like, is that like a consideration for like video games? Like, we know we're gonna get kids because of guns, so let's... It's fucked up to think about. Like, that's an automatic selling
America.
Point.
America.
All right, so that's all pretty much the gameplay. That's all there really is to talk about in terms of gameplay. Like, it's very linear. You collect rings like Sonic. I will say the controls, the camera is awful. We already touched on that, but there's certain portions where the camera will just go through the bottom of the level and you can't see what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's fucking awful.
It's chaos.
It's Chaos Emerald.
Oh!
That's a dumb joke. I'll take it, though. I'll file that and proudly file that.
Fair enough.
I do like how there's, like, the branching missions do allow a lot of replayability, and I think that's definitely a really cool idea, especially because... especially games now, they don't give a shit about the consumer. They just make, Call of Duty and stuff. It's just one campaign, 5 hours, fuck you, I hate you.
Yeah.
That's their mentality to the consumer. Now, granted, they do go all out on multiplayer, but I hate people, so I don't want to play multiplayer.
That's respectable.
But this I like because there's a lot of content that they offer. Like, it really does encourage you to go back and replay, because there's a, like, if you just play the game straight through, it's only 7 levels and you can beat it relatively quickly.
Especially if you just like speed to the end, like where the Chaos Emerald is, that's like the default, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like how at like other Sonic games, like you would just speed through to the end, get to the big ring and spin around, your face would show up on a disc or something.
Yeah.
And that would be it. Like, I mean, if you speed run through this, you get to the very end, there's a Chaos Emerald in a giant ring, you get the Chaos Emerald, default end.
I like that. I like that it offers those branching paths. And like I said before, I actually did enjoy this game. Objectively, it is not good.
Yeah.
The controls are god-awful. You move way too fast. You can't control the camera well. The frame rate drops a surprising amount consistently.
It's crazy.
You can't seem to get, like, the controls of the combat are awful. The easiest way to kill anything is doing the double jump move, which even then will launch you over the edge if you're not careful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's not a well-designed game. But with all that said, I actually found myself having a lot of fun. Maybe it's part of it's the nostalgia of, like, bad PS2 graphics.
Because there's a lot of them.
It's admirable PS2. It's average PS2 graphics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, it reminds me so much of, like, playing Jak and Daxter, which is a good game. But definitely. Unlike this. But it reminds me so much of, like, that PS2 era in, like, the best way.
Yeah.
Even though the game itself is not good, so it doesn't remind me of the good games of the PS2 era, the visuals and, like, the overall feel of the game with the middling voice acting, which is fine but not great.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so while the graphics aren't the greatest, it reminds me of, like, my childhood in a way, like, because PS2 was, even though I grew up on the N64 and whatnot, the PS2 was, I would say, a larger part of my childhood because I played it a lot between the ages of, like, 12 and now.
Like those prime, like, growing up years.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like,
it was
remember what was going on. As
it was a,
like,
lot of it was because it was for me. I was born in 89, so I did graduate high school till, you know, like mid-2000s.
Yeah.
So what everyone knows now is, like, the last generation of PS3, PS4, or not four, sorry, PS3, 360. They came out right at the end of my high school year.
Mm-hmm.
360 came out 2005, I want to say. The Wii also came out around then, and then, oh no, the Wii came out in 06, and so did the PS3. No, the PS3 was 07. I don't remember.
I don't even have a, like, general idea, so I'm going to go completely with what you say on this.
The 360 was 2005. I know it was really early, and it was plagued by buggy issues. So what's weird to me is, if you think about it, the original Xbox didn't come out till 2000 or 2001, so it only was on the market for about 4 years before the 360 came out. So this game came out the same year as the 360. Let that sink in.
I don't think I want to.
I know, right? But no, so, like, the PS2 was a big part of my childhood because it literally lasted all of my teens. And,
yeah.
Well, not all of my teens. The majority of my teens and then, like, early teens and early to late teens, pretty much. It was all of my teenage years. So the PS2 is a really, like, that's right in my wheelhouse. And for some reason, even though, like I said, the game's not great, the feel of it just reminds me of, like, coming home from school and playing, popping in Ratchet and Clank or Jak and Daxter. Mm-hmm. Just it has that
PS2
goofy
feel.
PS2 feel, and I love that.
Yeah.
I really wish they would bring, like, I don't wish the developers would bring back this style of game, but I do wish that they would actually drop their budgets a little bit, because the games are a little bit more simplistic now than they are today. And while I love today's games, they also, like, I've gone on this pedestal before, but, like, games like, for example, I love Bioshock Infinite.
Do it.
That game bankrupt Irrational Games, even though it was a commercial and critical success. The game sold well, and they still went bankrupt. Let that sink in. That's the problem with game development now. Mm-hmm. It can sell well and still make you go bankrupt. In any case,
that sucks.
Gameplay itself was awesome. I think it's, or not awesome, sorry. The game itself, I'm going all over the freaking place. It's like half filler, but no.
Well, this is like the game that you hate, but you want to like it, but you hate it, but you still will play it.
Because it's enjoyable. I don't understand why. I do think it's funny that on the back of this, it's advertised as Sonic's 15th anniversary. This is 2006. So I have the greatest hits version, so it probably came out about a year later or so. And
Shadow the Hedgehog, greatest hits. Let that sink in.
Oh my God, that means that's sold well. Oh, I didn't even think about that. I didn't even. Oh my Lord!
Well, you got to figure, like, it has, like, the Sonic name behind it.
It's so got people a are just gun
gonna
on
buy,
it.
Yeah, people are gonna buy it just for that. Like, the name itself will sell well. You add a gun and, like, this edgy, like, hedgehog.
Yeah,
this edgehog.
This edge.
I'm using that. I want to like cosplay a Sonic for a convention. I'll be like, I'm the Edgehog. I'll just have like, I'll have like punk spikes coming out of my neck because I'm edgy.
Oh my gosh.
Right. But, all right. So let's talk about, we already kind of talked about the, we didn't really go too deep into the story other than Shadow has lost his memory. There's a villain trying to say, you get the Chaos Emeralds for me, but he's getting them for himself. And then there's like some weird, like Hitler looking president of the humans, telling them to kill Shadow for reasons. And that's about all I know.
I think that was the commander.
The commander? Like
the army commander.
Oh, he wasn't the president. You're right. He was the commander.
Yeah. But they look exactly alike, honestly. Like they're.
Well, the commander has two different colored eyes. He's got a blue and like orange eye. He's got one blue eye, one like hazel eye or something like that. But all right. So let's talk about. I don't know. I mean, the music was kind of hard to hear because there's so much happening in the game.
So much
I will
on.
Say I enjoyed the cheesiness of the opening song for the opening cinematic.
Yeah, it definitely fit.
Crush 40, man. I need to find their music because like they're ridiculous. I need to see what I need to actually listen to what they play like or what their music is outside of the Sonic games because I want to hear it. I actually, even though I've been to conventions where they have performed live, I still haven't really listened to them. So I'm very curious as to what they sound like. All right, so I don't really have much more to say about it. We talked about the story. We talked about the gameplay. We talked about the graphics a little bit. I guess all to wrap up on the graphics specifically, they're fine.
Yeah, for the year it was, 2005.
And they're fine for a PS2. Like they look, they're serviceable. I will say I don't like the level layout. I think they're like it's awkward. Like
yeah,
it's always
very chaotic.
It makes it you feel like there's going to be a lot more to it than there actually is, but it's just a straight line.
Yeah.
That's all it is. But all right, do you have any final thoughts on the game, Blaine?
Honestly, I think where they fell short was the execution of everything. I feel like the idea was good. Like, okay, Shadow the Hedgehog. You can pick whether you're good or bad or neutral. Gun. But like
I'm sold.
Yeah, just like I feel like the content was good, like the idea, not like the content, like the idea, the overall idea was decent, but the execution just suffered because like they were trying to pack so much into such a little, like
such a small concept.
Yeah,
there's a lot of gameplay for a small concept.
Yeah,
is
exactly.
The problem. I could see that. I think my biggest overall issue was just like the controls are ass. Like,
oh,
they
absolutely.
Are just,
I will not deny that whatsoever.
I don't mind. So the biggest issue I have with the modern Sonic games when they went 3D is that the way they do attacks is that you jump, you hit X again to do not a double jump, but then he does like a launch like attack into an enemy. Mm-hmm. And you can just spam that and win.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will say Shadow doesn't let you do that because you do run the risk of falling off the edge, unlike other Sonic games. But that's honestly the biggest problem I have with the modern Sonic stuff is because of things like that. But other than that, like it's fine. Like I see why it got the greatest hits thing because it's not the worst thing I've played on the PS2, but it is nowhere near the best. And the concept, while kind of dumb, a hedgehog with a gun.
Listen, if hedgehogs can stand on 2 feet and run as fast as they can, like the world is their oyster.
Like, I just think like it just doesn't match the vibe of the rest of the Sonic world. Like if you go back to like the old school, like the 2D Sonic games, doesn't match the vibe at all.
No, yeah. I get that, but I'm like, it's.
But I guess
it's something different, you know?
I think that's a fair argument, though. Like, the fact that, like, if we can believe that a hedgehog can run on 2 feet and fights a human named or Eggman. He was Dr. Robotnik for a while. Now he's Eggman.
Back in the day.
I love Dr. Robotnik. I think that's such a great name. Eggman just sounds, like, lame to me, but
what
I don't know.
What did you have for breakfast? And
Eggman. But,
Go with that. Go, marketing team.
Is there a gun involved? There better be a gun involved. But no. So anyway, that pretty much wraps up what we have to say about Shadow. Unless you have any final words before we do the whole wrap up.
No. There's nothing really much to say. I mean, we've kind of torn this apart for the most part.
All right, so that wraps it up for this episode of Still Loading. Thank you all for listening. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Still Loading Pod on all of them. Please remember to rate, review, and to subscribe to the show, especially on iTunes. Especially if you rate on iTunes, it really helps get the word out there. So please, please give me some ratings. Hopefully they're good ones. Hopefully we entertained you today. Hopefully my show entertains you. But either way, give me some feedback. Always looking for some feedback. Blaine, do you have anything to promote, pimp out, whatnot?
Yeah, actually. I do photography. I have a Facebook page. Road to Dawn Photography is the name. The Facebook address is facebook.com/Road to Dawn Photography. That's all one word. I do everything from portraits to real estate pictures to special occasions to business photography, all that fun stuff. Just check it on out and we'll have a great time.
Yeah, so please go look into his stuff, guys. I've liked your page on Facebook. I really enjoy your photos.
I appreciate that.
In fact, I'm looking at your business card right now. This is one of my personal favorites.
Yeah, everyone seems to like that one, and I'm so happy with how it turned out.
But that pretty much wraps everything up. So thank you again, Blaine, for coming on. And
thank you for having me.
Some shout-outs at the end. Shout-out to my original podcasting partner in crime, Erica from the Apex and the Abyss. Great true crime podcast, if you like that stuff. Two Guys in a Game and The Hotter Show. Really good friends of mine. Both of the TJ is the host of both of them, or one of the hosts for Two Guys in a Game and the host for The Hotter Show. We've developed a really good friendship over the last couple months, almost a year now, just through podcasting and just talking and whatnot. So please give a listen there. Two Guys in a Game is one of the funniest shows I've ever listened to. Please go give them a listen to it. And The Hotter Show is a really good music podcast. If you like local indie music, he has a good, he interviews local indie bands as well as reviews their albums and stuff. So go give that, both of those shows a listen to. Also, my friends from No Geeks Allowed, you just heard them about a week or two ago on the show. One of my favorite podcasts to listen to, and I'm really happy they accepted my invitation to come on. I hope to be able to join them on one of their episodes. Also, shout out to Christian and Damon's Amazing Nerd Show. You can find them on Twitter, Amazing Nerd Show. Oh, sorry, beforehand, No Geeks Allowed is spelled K-N-O-W. No Geeks Allowed, K-N-O-W. And I want to give a shout out to some other podcasts I've been kind of getting into somewhat recently. Singing Mountain, it's a video game music podcast. Really been enjoying their stuff, or his stuff. I forget his name off the top of my head, but it's a very good show. I really suggest listening to it, especially if you like video game music. He breaks it down and dissects it. It's much better than I could. He actually sounds like he knows what he's talking about versus me just bullshitting. So it works out. And then also want to give a shout out to, I guess the last one is More Gooder Than. If you like bad movies, or not just bad movies, just movie podcasts, three friends review three different movies and they all have to argue which one is more gooder than. it's a really good podcast. Go give them a listen to. And that should do it for this week. So thank you all once again for listening, and I will see you all next time.